from God. And I've been spending the last 5 to 6 months trying to, fill this out so it could be, because Father Terry had put me on the list for being one of the speakers, so I was trying to fill in the time because this is a short word, but I think it's real packed. But, of course, you know, we want to do things orderly and everything, and so I was looking at least for that 15-minute window. It never came, and finally in the last couple of weeks when it drew closer and closer and I'm, you know, getting a little anxious about, well, I've got about 13 more minutes to fill in here. it came that, no, God's going to do the filling in. And I think that most of it is going to be some prayer time that we all desperately need, especially after we hear what this word is. Now, the other thing is that I am getting most of my reading today from the Message. I'm not a real big Message fan, but this is where it's coming from. And actually, it's kind of paraphrasing the Hebrews 11 and James 1 from the Message. So I'm going to read this first, and then I'll give you the word that God gave to me for us. And this is for our parish, it's for us as individuals, and it's for what's going on around us at this time. So, as you remember, Hebrews 12 starts out at the beginning. It's kind of reflecting on that faith chapter of Hebrews 11 and all the people that had gone on before and what all they had done and accomplished. So, do you see what this means? All those pioneers who blazed the way, all these veterans cheering us on, it means we'd better get on with it. Start running and never quit. Keep your eyes on Jesus, who both began and finished this race we are in. Study how he did it, because he never lost sight of where he was headed. He could put up with anything along the way, even the cross. When you find yourselves tiring in your faith, go over that story again. That will shoot adrenaline into your soul. God is educating you, and that is why you should never, never drop out. He's training us to live God's holy best, for it is the well-trained who find themselves mature in their relationship with God. And then switching over to James 1. Consider it a precious gift when tests and challenges come at you from all sides. You know that under pressure, your faith life is forced into the open and shows its true colors. So don't try to get out of anything prematurely or before it's over. Let it do its work in you so that you become mature and well-developed, not deficient in any way. And if you don't know what you're doing, pray to God. He loves to help. Ask boldly without a second thought. Anyone meeting a testing challenge head-on and who manages to stick it out is mighty fortunate. For such a person who is loyally in love with God, the reward is life and more life. And then the message that I got is, one, keep your eyes on Jesus, stay the course, don't grow weary. With the keeping your eyes on Jesus, remember the story of Peter walking on the water? Chaos was going on around him. As long as he had his eyes focused on Jesus, nothing was bothering him. It's when he looked, saw the things going on around him, he started to sink. Stay the course, much like those pioneers and veterans, those saints that have gone on before us. As long as we stay that course, keeping our eyes on Jesus, focusing on Him, focusing on the things He wants to teach us and get us to be about. And then don't grow weary. Other translations of Hebrews 12 talk about running the race, not growing weary in that race, not growing weary when those things come at you, not growing weary when life is life. So once again, keep your eyes on Jesus, stay the course by focusing on Him, and don't grow weary by staying in Him. Now this is the time that I think that we need some, there are certain individuals that need some prayer. I think we all need prayer. I'm going to start it out, and then if those that need to come up front, Father Don, Dan, Robert, others that need to pray for them, come on up. Father, we open this time to You. We know that, like it says, You're a good daddy. You only want the best for us. All we have to do is ask. Help us not to grow weary, but help us to keep our focus on You. Have mercy on us, Lord. Have mercy on us. Amen. All right.
Who needs prayer?